Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was wondering if you could speak to your relationship with Carl Dunbar.
He's a great coach. He taught me everything I know from the ins and outs. You know, great leader, and I'm just ready to go to work for him again.
Was he a big reason you ended up at Alabama?
Most definitely. Just the connection we had and, you know, the honesty and, you know, and the truth of him buying in with me and I'm buying in with him, just a great opportunity.
Did they talk to you about where you might fit in on this defense?
Probably just all across the board. You know, he knows I'm a hard worker. He knows I'm willing to do anything and everything to get the job done, and that's what I'm going to do.
Hey, Isaiah, you a little down? You had to wait this long to be drafted?
You know, everything happens for a reason. You know, it's God's timing. You know, I'm just grateful to have this opportunity because, you know, it's a lot of other guys that's out there just waiting for their name to be called. And, you know, I'm just happy that mine got called, so I'm ready to go to work.
How much do you know about the guys already on this Steelers defensive line?
I don't know any of them yet, but, you know, I didn't even think I was going to get picked, you know, so now that I got picked, I'm ready to go to work. I'm ready to fit in and lock in with the guys, you know, get ready to know everybody and you know, let's win.
Cool.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Very explosive guy, can get to the passer. I have the privilege of recruiting him out of junior college to get him to Alabama and coaching him. And, you know, we were surprised that he was still on the board in the sixth round, and we jumped at the opportunity after filling other needs early in the draft. So any questions about Isaiah, I'd be welcome to answer.
What did you like about him when you coached him in Alabama?
Well, he was the number one JUCO kid coming out, and he was explosive. He was a kid who can get on the edge, and I think he was a good pass rusher over the offensive guards. So that was the thing that we really liked about him.
How do you envision him fitting in?
I see the same thing, you know, a guy who can play the four eye and a guy when we go to sub, which we do a lot of, that he can get over the guard and center and be a productive player.
Is he a little bit overshadowed with all those great players on that line over the last few years?
I don't know if you say overshadowed. I think, you know, you play in a rotation with three other first rounders, you know, in Quinnen and Davlin Tomlinson and John Allen, Deron Payne. You got another kid named Raekwon Davis that's there. You know, so I think he did what he could do. And I just think, you know, we were very fortunate to get him in the sixth round.
I mean, underrated maybe in terms of just him not being a name.
Well, I think he was rated pretty high. I think, you know, some guys had higher grades on him. Like I said, we were just fortunate that he was still there in the sixth round and we got him here.
I know you coach these guys, but is it hard sometimes to evaluate, like Alabama or Clemson guys, because there are four good ones and you're really not sure if the other ones are helping this guy look good?
Well, you see, the thing that I do when I evaluate defensive linemen, you look at them on the one-on-one battles, because that's what it is. I mean, you got three other guys working, or even four other guys working, but it's how do they respond to the one-on-one battles every day, because when you do it, that's what it's about, beating the man you line up on. And you don't get those double teams when you got other good players. And hopefully, you know, he'll fit in the same situation here.
Two more questions.
This guy plays with a lot of enthusiasm, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a real excited guy. I mean, he was one of the emotional leaders down there at Alabama when I was there. And you saw it play out this year when he played. So, like I said, really fortunate that he's here with us.
Final question.
Do you have an advantage that –
I don't think it has a lot of weight. I think the weight that it has is the weight if we get him here and he's in the room with me, he and I already have a relationship. In that room, I think Mike and Kevin do a great job, Mr. Rooney, putting together a strategy of who we're going to draft, and that's their weight. My weight's a little bit different. My weight is in the meeting rooms and on the field with that guy. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.